What followed, I do not know. One person had it that I lost my key to the apartment I was sharing and was found lying unconscious outside the door. A friend would inform me in a letter that I had been wandering in the streets and picked up by the police, and that I resisted violently. I was in a hospital ward. It wasn't an army hospital, but King's Park on Long Island. I suppose that was because, after the war, the veterans' hospitals were too crowded, and the rest had to be put in other places. What name have they given it now, the illness I had as a result of being shot at and shelled for months on end? I don't suppose many of our soldiers in the Gulf War have suffered from it. They were spared a long engagement. After Vietnam, it was called post-traumatic stress disorder. In World War II, it was called combat fatigue. In the Great War, I prefer that name, for the Great War was what people at the time thought it was called shell shock. In the Civil War, it was soldier's heart. The name strikes me as the best, for it describes an illness that involved my heart as much as my head. My heart would beat faster, I would tremble and sweat, and on occasion, pass out.